Let's go. We're talking about an interesting topic here, and it's one that I think is the word relevance in the title already, but hopefully it is one that is worthy of our consideration, and it's one that is very uniquely connected to Hanukkah. What I want to try to develop is a particular mahalach in regards to Hanukkah. Let me first give a little bit of a hakdama. I'll mention two things by way of hakdama, and then try to develop an approach that comes primarily from the Torah of Reb Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin, with Rav Shigar, who we'll speak about a little bit later, has a very important application of it. Let's start like this. What we're going to try to address, and what Rav Shigar, who we'll speak about later, again, does address, is a phenomenon that exists in many, many communities. There was a lot done in the religious Zionist community in Eretz Yisrael, Dafka, about this point, which is, and it could have been in many of our communities also, that there is a lack of connection that many people feel to learning Gemara. Our yeshiva, it happens to be, is much more immune from that as opposed to many, many other places. Our yeshiva is a place where you do witness a certain kind of intensity and passion and excitement and love for learning Gemara, for learning Gemara Be'ian, for learning Gemara Be'kias. We try to broaden things a bit, as hopefully this year will be an example of, but definitely we are a place where people are very much excited about learning Gemara, but we are probably aware of the fact that it doesn't do it for everyone, and that there are many people who struggle with that. What we're going to try to understand today is a mahalach as far as the significance of Torah Shebaal Peh that hopefully can increase a bit of relevance to it. Where it stems from in a certain sense is a mahalach found in many, many Baalei Machshava that point out that Hanukkah seems to be a holiday that is most often associated with Torah Shebaal Peh. I spoke about some of this stuff on Shabbos in New York. I'm going to give a bit of a different angle now, but just to review a couple of things, because none of you were there. What is true is like this. The Gemara Maseches Yuma on Daf Kaf Tes tells us a very strange line. The Gemara says, Esther, Purim, is Sof Kol Hanisim. Purim is the last of the miracles. Asks the Gemara, but it's not the last of the miracles. Hanukkah took place after Purim. Says the Gemara Maseches Yuma, Nisna Lichtov Ka'amrina. Purim is the last one of the miracles that is written down. Hanukkah is a miracle that's dafka not written down. It's found nowhere in Torah Shebichsav. Hanukkah is a pure Torah Shebaal Peh kind of a yontif. Rav Huttner, some of us are familiar with, has a long discussion about this in Pachag Yitzchak and Maimer Aleph. Salvechik explained an interesting phenomenon as far as the Rambam in light of this general idea. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Hanukkah includes for us a review, a summary of the story of the miracle of Hanukkah. He doesn't do that for Pesach, and he doesn't do it for Purim. Dafka for Hanukkah, the Rambam is machnis into Hilchos Hanukkah, a summary, a story as to what exactly happened on Hanukkah. Why did he do that? So Salvechik pointed out, because the Rambam explains that the primary purpose of his Sefer Mishnah Torah is to be a summary, a concise summary of all of Torah Shebaal Peh. But the Rambam assumes anything in Torah Shebichsav that you already know. So there's no need to write about the miracle of Pesach, there are psukim about that. Nor is there a need to write about the miracle of Purim. Megillas Esther has it all there. What do we need, says the Rambam, the Rambam explains the Rambam, we do need a summary of the miracle of Hanukkah because it's found nowhere in Torah Shebichsav. Not only that, but many of us are aware of the fact that even within Torah Shebaal Peh, so much of Hanukkah is primarily oral. The Mishnayos don't give us an enormous amount of information. There's no separate Masechta. It's more side points that are raised about Hanukkah. We don't find that much in real Torah. Hanukkah seems to be much more of a oral Torah Shebaal Peh kind of a day, and much less one that is focused at all in Torah Shebichsav. At all in Torah Shebichsav. What is the significance of that? What exactly is the link between Hanukkah and Torah Shebaal Peh? So again, those of us that are familiar from Pachag Yitzchak, Rav Huttner has one mahalach about the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael as opposed to the other nations. Rav Tzadok has a beautiful, beautiful idea. I have here from at least three or four different places in Sfarim. Some of this is a topic he wrote about a lot. Some of it's a little bit more unique, and let me try and give a little bit of background. One of the greatest Baalei Machshava in late 19th century is the Kohen from Lublin, Reb Tzadok HaKohen. Reb Tzadok, just to, again, get a little bit of background about him, was not born a chassid. He was born a snag. He was born not from a tzaddik, but at all. He ended up, we're not going to get into the whole discussion, he and his wife, he wanted to give his wife a get. She didn't want to take the get. He ended up going to get a heter meir rabbanim. He ended up, and in trying to go and get a heter meir rabbanim, he spent the Shabbos by the Ishbitzer, the holy Mea Shiloach. The Mea Shiloach, the Shabbos by the Ishbitzer, Reb Tzadok is sold. He becomes a chassid. Reb Tzadok is always an out-of-the-box kind of a guy. When he wasn't a chassid, he's an out-of-the-box guy. And when he is a chassid, he's a bit of an out-of-the-box guy. Reb Tzadok's machshava is very important and very, very influential. In the thought of Reb Hutner, Reb Tzadok plays a major role. In the thought of Reb Gedalia Shor, for the Or Gedalia Yo people in the room, it definitely, you're not even looking up, you were learning it 5 minutes ago, it definitely brings in a certain, sorry. That's it, yeah. Definitely brings up he definitely influences that world. And Reb Tzadok is a major, major figure for a lot of Baalei Machshava. Reb Tzadok offers the following insight, and please just listen up for a little bit. The primary link between Chanukah and Torah Shebaal Peh is all about the role of man's initiative. Pesach is a yontif initiated by the Ribono Shel Olam. Torah Shebichsav is a form of Torah given by the Ribono Shel Olam, written maybe through Moshe or through the Nevi'im, but it's all the word of the Ribono Shel Olam directly that gets written down and etched in stone. Chanukah is a yontif that the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam is more hidden, that the Chashmonayim are the ones who initiate, they're the ones who get it all going through their avoda, they're the ones who really contribute to the miracle. It's not initiated by Hashem, it's initiated by the Chashmonayim. Similarly, says Reb Tzadok, therein lies the link to Torah Shebaal Peh. The Gemara tells Maseches Bav Metzia, some of us saw this Gemara last year, Torah is lo b'shamayim hi. Torah is a Torah where God gave it to us. Ad kedei kach, the Gemara tells us, that a baskol, a mashgichin b'baskol, we don't paskin like a divine voice that comes out. We don't paskin based on Nevi'im. We paskin based on Chachamim. Yochid v'ravim, halacha k'ravim. Argues with Tzadok, the link between Chanukah and Torah Shebaal Peh is all about man's initiative. That we are ones who are incredibly significant and who actually do impact things. That's true in Chanukah, we got it all going, and that's true in Torah Shebaal Peh also. That part of the goal of Torah Shebaal Peh is not, we'll say this in a little bit, is not to be passive, but to become part of the process. Part of Torah Shebaal Peh is the process is evolving, the process is growing. We have so many, again, there's no formal set. It's always sort of flowing and growing. Obviously, there's progress and developments in studying Chumash also, but definitely in a Torah Shebaal Peh way, it is something which is a little bit different. Reb Tzadok adds an additional knach here. Those who are familiar with his thought will be more familiar with this kind of an idea. Reb Tzadok is one of the Baalei Machshava, with the exception of his own Rebbe, who is most associated with a world that minimizes free will, minimizes the extent to which we actually have Bechira Chafshis. Reb Tzadok is not the biggest believer, in a massive or in an idea where you're encouraging like crazy Bechira Chafshis. That in many ways is in contrast to the Rambam. The Rambam is the one in Hilchos Tshuva who so powerfully describes the incredible koach of Bechira Chafshis, that our choices and our control dictate our decisions. What we want to do, Bechira has no limit for the Rambam. It's very extreme. For Reb Tzadok, adarava. For Reb Tzadok, part of the process of tshuva is a recognition, not like the Rambam, of how much control we do have, but a recognition of how much control we don't have. Reb Tzadok writes like this. Even in Torah Shebaal Peh, and in Chanukah, where it looks like man is the one who's initiating everything, it's a scam. Not really true. The Ribbono Shel Olam is always really, really there. The Ribbono Shel Olam's presence is really there. When it comes to Chanukah, so the military victory is an incredibly powerful military victory. What they did is unbelievable. But you'd be mistaken if you thought, just for one moment, such a tzaddok, that it wasn't the Ribbono Shel Olam pulling all the strings. I think the way the Maharal says it, even the miracle of the Neros, correct me if I'm wrong right now, even the miracle of the Neros is just there in order to show and be megala that even in the military victory, God is the one that controlled it. That it was all done by the Ribbono Shel Olam. And here, tzaddok says, so too by Torah Shabbat, eh? So too by our learning. Rav Tzadok quotes a Ramban in Baba Basra. Rav Tzadok quotes this Ramban in several places where the Ramban writes like this. We know that nowadays there's no formal nevuah. We don't have normal prophecy nowadays. Parentheses, the Ramban, to my knowledge, never actually quotes that. And it's not so possible if you're a real Maimonidean. It is impossible to have prophecy nowadays. Close the parentheses. We have no nevuah nowadays. Once that is really sort of the case, one could argue that we're totally void, that whole world is lost to us. The Ramban writes, based on a close reading of the Gemara in Baba Basra, not really that true. We lost a prophecy that comes about through visions, through chalomos, through these incredible, again, visions. But a chacham who's mechates chidushei Torah says the, I think at some point, my one. The Ramban points out that a chacham who's mechades chidushei Torah says the Ramban. Look in source number 5 on the sheet if you have it. Aval pisha nitla nevuas hanaviim shu hamar ve'achazon nevuas chachamim hi beder hachachma lo nitla. That there is a certain kind of prophecy that comes about through wisdom, and that's still found nowadays. It's a very famous Das Torah Mar Makom in that discussion. Reb Tzadok writes in Torah Shabbat Peh also, we're the ones who are initiating it. We're the ones who are being mechadis kishe Torah, but we'd be mistaken if we thought that we aren't, that's totally us, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is not playing a role in that at all. The Ribbono Shel Olam is playing a role. There's a certain kind of Ruach HaKodesh that takes place when a person is mechadis chidushei Torah. So says the Ramban. Reb Tzadok goes one step further in Resisei Laila. Resisei Laila Os Nunvav, you can look there on the sheet if you have it, in source number 8. Where Reb Tzadok elaborates a little bit on the real difference between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebichsav, says Reb Tzadok, is set. Ribbono Shel Olam said it. Ribbono Shel Olam has the ability to machnis a lot into words. Torah Shebaal Peh, why is Torah Shebaal Peh, the Gemara tells Maseches Gittin and Daf Samech, it's usher to write down Torah Shebaal Peh. It's usher to write down Torah Shebaal Peh. Why is it usher to write down Torah Shebaal Peh? So Reb Tzadok suggests, it's a very beautiful idea, just please listen up closely. Torah Shebaal Peh is man's initiative. It's our Torah. It's our Torah. And because it's our Torah, it has to be alive. It's not about content. It's about being alive. It's about having a certain vibrancy, having a certain sense of excitement. Says Reb Tzadok, once you write it down, you're taking out some of the vibrancy. You're taking out some of the life force from those words of Torah. That Torah Shebaal Peh, when's it really alive? When it's a person saying it and it stays as words. Once you're writing it down, says Reb Tzadok, you will maintain all of the content, but you'll lose a lot of the flavor. Think about it a little bit. If you ever hear a great speaker, the difference between hearing that speaker live and reading a transcript of what he said, the transcript will convey all of the content. But Torah Shebaal Peh, says Reb Tzadok, is not only about content. It's about an experience. It's about it being alive and a sense of vibrancy. Torah Shebaal Peh is supposed to be something which is very, very exciting. And the chiyus, the life of the person speaking, has to really be there. The Gemara says in Gittin, Islas Lashem, Ifaros Arasacha, that we have a heter nowadays to write down Torah Shebaal Peh. Says Reb Tzadok, that's a bidieved, shebe bidieved heter. It's a heter which is there because otherwise we're going to lose everything, including the content. But it's never what we really want. What we really want is a Torah Shebaal Peh that is alive. A Torah Shebaal Peh that is vibrant. A Torah Shebaal Peh that is exciting. That's really what we're going for. And that should never really be written down. I want to chazer what we said so far so I can shift for a second into a very, very beautiful insight of Rav Shigar. Hopefully get my 7:20 ending in there. Rav Tzadok points out, as do many Baalei Machshava, the link between Chanukah and Torah Shebaal Peh. For if tzaddok, it has to do with man's initiative. Both of them are about the critical role that we play in learning. Both of them come with the recognition that really Hashem is playing a major role, but it's about us feeling our sense of initiative. Because it's about our initiative and our active role, we don't want to write it down and make it more formal and set. We want a Torah Baal Peh that's alive, that I am an active member of, an active partner in. Rav Shigar, I have to give a bit of a hakdama because many of us are not familiar with him. Rav Shigar is a passed away from a relatively young age from pancreatic cancer, I believe, which is one of the worst. Rav Shigar is a very, very out of the box figure. His real name is Rav Shimon Gershon Rosenberg. Rav Shigar started out as a sort of regular Dati Le'umi, Buddhist Zionist kind of guy. He learned in KBY. He then was a Ram in Yeshiva HaKotel. He then left many elements. And in that world as a whole, he was a classical Talmid Chacham. Rav Shigar ended up sort of breaking off into his own kind of a path where he was exploring new ideas. He got very into certain secular ideas and secular philosophy. He got very into Hasidus. And one of his major contributions was to make the following argument, that the way that Gemara is taught, at least in our community, is not the right way. That the way Gemara is taught, Rav Shigar had some very sort of interesting out-of-the-box ideas in terms of how Gemara should be taught. We now have a couple volumes of his Shiurim. Remember a couple of years ago, we gave Shiurim here in Yanei Shemitah. So remember when they came out, that Pesach, with Rav Shigar's Shiurim and Yanei Shemitah V'Yovel and things like that. It's very, very fascinating. He wrote a book all about Derech Halimut, ways of reinvigorating the way that Gemara is studied. None of that is for now, and I think almost none of it is done here, and certainly the vast majority of places that we are familiar with. One of the things that Rav Shigar points out from Rav Tzadok is the following, and it's in his Sichos, his Drush and Maimarim and Chanukah. Thank you, Tamori, for lending it to me, and it has to do with the following. What do we see according to Rav Tzadok and Torah Baal Peh? Looking for the scar. What do we have to do as far as Torah Baal Peh? Says Rav Tzadok like this. Torah Baal Peh has to be vibrant and Torah Baal Peh has to be alive. It's not supposed to be written down. Says Rav Shigar, one of the things that makes learning Gemara challenging and people don't connect to it is when it becomes like a Torah B'Chsav. When it becomes something where there's a distance between me and the text. When it becomes something where it's not really that relevant to me. It's not something which is coming. Maybe intellectually I'm there, but I'm not as personally invested in what's going on. I'm not as in tune with what's really going on in the Gemara. With Shigar, when he speaks about relevance, he's not talking about making it halakha l'maisa. That's what we sometimes talk about, making halakha. With Shigar is talking about Gemara giving us ideas and insights, a certain sense of spirituality in our limud of Gemara, which is really going to shift a little bit the way that a person learns. The kinds of questions that you're going to ask are going to be different kinds of questions. You're learning about Shemitah. I'm asking questions about what the ideal society that Rebbe Zalman wants to have. What's the relationship with money that Hashem wants us to have? We happen to do in our own learning, we do a lot of things that are not that far away from this. It's really, for many of us, the last step or two that are going to be necessary. For Rav Shigar, that is one of the major needs in the learning of Gemara, is a Gemara which is not just about memorizing content, but a Gemara in which I'm actively engaged in a process, and I'm learning it in a way where it's very relevant to me. Rav Shigar is open about this. There are worlds that will say the opposite. If Gemara is not relevant to you, the problem is with you. That you have to start caring about that which the Gedolei HaRishonim care about. Rav Shigar is arguing a bit of a different idea, which is that if I'm not connecting much to Gemara, I have to find a way to infuse a certain personal connection and personal relevance to the Gemara itself. He quotes an insight from Rav Tzadok. Rav Tzadok says, Shamati, I heard this insight, I believe the Mesorah from Chassidim is, that whenever Rav Tzadok has the line Shamati, that's a reference to his Rebbe, the Me'ashi Loah, Mordechai Yosef Liner of Ishbitz, and that there Shamati says the Ishbitzer. You know why the Gemara, when it says that, when it quotes a day in the Gemara, it says, Aliba de Rav Kahana, Aliba de Rava, Aliba, says the Ispitzer, is Aliba from your heart. What that means, according to his heart, and men says of Shigar, says of Tzado, that the learning they did was not only an intellectual form of learning. If it was, it shouldn't have been Aliba. The reason why it was Aliba was because it was a learning in which they were kolkulo invested. They were entirely connected to it. And that is part of the message of what Torah Shebaal Peh really is. Torah Shebaal Peh is not written down formally. It's not a ksav that's distant from me and it's set. It's oral. It moves on. It has a certain life, a certain koach. It's like you're in a shir where it's vibrant and it's exciting. That's what it is really supposed to be, says Rav Shigar. That's the kind of gemara we want to have. We need not always accept every particular suggestion that Rav Shigar makes as to how to learn it. We're not talking right now. It's not a shir about his contribution to Derech HaLimud. But the idea of what Torah Shebaal Peh at its core is supposed to be is one where we are active, one where we are connected. In order to do that, that requires a certain basic knowledge base. It requires a certain kind of skills. If I'm not yet comfortable reading as much with Gemara, Rishonim as I'd like, so it's very hard to do. If I don't have the knowledge base, it's hard to really sometimes find that. With that, so I have to get a lot of knowledge. I have to be able to contribute and to get my skills down very nicely. But part of what we're trying to get learning-wise is to experience that kind of relevance, to experience that kind of a personal connection. One need not accept all of his suggestions, and I don't think anyone that we know really does buy all of it, but it definitely is about raising certain kinds of issues and having a Gemara which is Aliba. We spoke tonight a little bit about the thought, Hanukkah's relation to Torah Shebaal Peh. We tried to develop an idea of Reb Tzadok. Reb Tzadok teaches us that Hanukkah, Torah Shebaal Peh, we're supposed to be actively involved. We're not supposed to be as passive. We're supposed to be machnas a bit, some of our own thoughts and some of our own ideas. And we're supposed to not only be machnas our ideas into Torah, but Torah's ideas into us, is how Reb Shigar writes about it. We're supposed to become transformed individuals, but not only in our minds, also throughout our entire body. Aliba, that our heart, says Reb Tzadok, is something which also impacts the way that we learn. It permeates us. Rav Aaron Cutler used to say, apparently it comes from some earlier Makoros, also someone was telling me over Shabbos, but I heard it from Aaron Cutler, that the reason why Esav's head was buried in Ma'aras HaMachpelah is because Esav did learn Torah, but it was purely an intellectual form of Torah. So his head was zocha to be buried in Ma'aras HaMachpelah. The reason why everyone else was zocha to have their entire body buried in Ma'aras HaMachpelah, the reason why the Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, v'chulei were all zocha to that, was because their Torah was a Torah of Aliba. It was a Torah that was one that they were connected to, invested in, and most importantly, it was alive. It was vibrant. It was a give and take. We are zoch in our yeshiva to witness that sometimes. You see it every Thursday in that question and answer, especially when the crowd slash Rav Reich gets very into it, where we're able to experience a certain kind of a passion. You're sitting in a shiur sometimes and you witness what it means to be part of a process of learning and my unique contribution. May Hanukkah be a time in which we appreciate for ourselves, like the Chashmonaim, our own capacity to contribute. To contribute in terms of our learning, to contribute as far as Klal Yisrael, to recognize, as Reb Tzadok reminds us, the role the Ribono Shel Olam plays in all of that, and may we be zocha to the full return, the full complete return of the prophecy of the Nevuah, not just rely only on the Chachma, and may we all be zocha to have a Chanukah, not only here, but in the Mikdash, with Chanukah, Habayis, Shkayah.